So our next guest is Katya Beecham. Katya is co-founder and CEO of Birchbox. Birchbox, for those of you not familiar with it, became a success through its subscription beauty box model, delivering samples of cosmetics to customers on a monthly basis. But today, the company is quite literally thinking outside the box as they expand into opportunities like their own line of cosmetics, brick-and-mortar shops, and other things. So Katya is going to join us now to explain how she thinks about innovation in her business.
We were actually really surprised to find this opportunity in a multi-hundred-billion-dollar industry where people weren't trying to think of a way to change this category for, you know, consumer internet. And when we looked out, we saw a few things. One was that beauty was incredibly fragmented with tons of options, so over 200,000 products coming to market as new products every year, so extremely cluttered. And that we knew was something that for many consumers made discovery in the category of beauty really overwhelming. And so a lot of women, you know, basically find the thing they find and then just like stick with it to not have to face that discovery. And the second thing that we saw, I guess, as the problem or the opportunity was that very little beauty was sold on the internet. And not only that, but while every consumer internet category was seeing explosive growth, beauty was not. It was flat and less than 5% of sales. So that intrigued us. And of course, when we dug into the why, it was pretty simple. People expect and require to try, smell, smear product before they buy it. So unlike other categories, that first-time purchase really hinges on seeing the product and smelling and experiencing in real life. There's almost no returns in the category of beauty on a relative basis. So it's a really core part of the experience. So what Haley and I saw was this opportunity to both make discovery in the category of beauty really enjoyable, and through making it enjoyable, also facilitate the first-time purchase online. And that's what we really set out to do was, okay, take 200,000 products coming to market a year, take, you know, millions of products, and give them to consumers in a bite-sized way. So 5 products at a time, personalized for you, so that discovery can kind of be an ongoing thing that isn't overwhelming, that is enjoyable. Pair it with content that teaches you why this product is interesting, why it's chosen for you, why it works, how to use it. And then use the internet for what it's great at, which is the transaction and making it really frictionless and seamless. So that was our vision from the beginning, was build a new beauty e-commerce company and leverage the subscription cadence to make discovery enjoyable.
If I was your partner, and so I'm putting out my new makeup line through Birchbox, it seems like I get from you some really interesting information that I wouldn't get from a Macy's or Nordstrom's or Bloomingdale's, and that has value in itself. How do you what is your value proposition from that perspective to your partners?
Yeah, absolutely. So we 100%, that's a core part of what they get from Birchbox that they can't get, is this direct line to the consumer and data that isn't just, okay, well, what did she buy with my product and what inferences can we make with that? But no, explicitly, like, who is she? What were her needs? What were her expectations? And how did this product meet or not meet them? So we get that data, we share that data, we package that data, we utilize that data to enhance future campaigns with the brands, to launch exclusives with Birchbox, to help those brands in all of their channels. So that is a core part of why brands come to Birchbox as a great partner for launching and expanding line.
What advice would you have for entrepreneurs, for innovators trying to expand a growing business? What have you learned about innovation in a new and growing business?
You know, I guess the thing that I've learned is that being innovative is not something that you are just once. So if you're fortunate enough to have a product that finds a fit with a consumer or with your consumer, it's such a blessing. And I think what you have to realize is that in and of itself is not enough to have a forever status. And from my perspective, that's what we've always wanted to build, is a forever company, a new cornerstone of the industry. And that means a commitment to innovation. It's not a one-time thing. It takes like a dedication to listening to your consumer in both the macro and big data ways, as well as the micro. And then utilizing that to really push yourself towards, okay, this is what they're thinking today, but what does that mean about what they could need tomorrow? And it's hard. It's really hard to to continue to push that, but it's enjoyable. And I think your team like really does love that experience as well.